This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Did you know that you can listen to the Asa RX audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at asarx.com/experience. Hi, this is Asa, and we here at Asa RX pray that you and your family are safe during this unprecedented time. Make sure to take every precaution for your wellness by getting my free booklet on building a healthy immune system at asarx.com. If you want to get well, this is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Now, depression is one of those tough health challenges that reaches people all over. And really, it's the number one prescribed medications are antidepressants right now in America. Staggering if you really think about it. But there's four ways to manage depression naturally that's out there that I want to get into. And pretty much across the board, most of the traditional medicine and even alternative side will agree to these. These are pretty much the basics, if you will. So, again, people go through ups and downs. And, I mean, again, determining what depression really is, there's a system to go through that, and your primary care physician can easily go through and detail that out to see if you really are just going through a tough time or if you might be facing a true side of clinical depression and might need medication or at least some of the natural methods to be able to get through it and bounce back. But 16 million adults is the statistic have had at least one major depressive episode in the past year. That's quite a bit. The individual suffering will see some of these or even all of these. And one is sadness, loneliness, emptiness, irritability or frustration. Loss of interest or pleasure in normal activities is a big one. Now, sleep disturbances are big because you can have lower serotonin levels, and that low serotonin level can really be quite the challenge. And that's what, of course, the medications build up on are those levels. And the other is change in appetite or energy level, pretty common. Trouble with concentrating on task, you know, losing focus, and thoughts of death or suicide. So if you start having those kind of thoughts, or even if you have a loved one that starts having these kind of thoughts, really get them help. I mean, at least get them to a family doctor, or at least a psychiatrist, someone, counselor, or even somebody that can help them along the way. Now, a lot of the symptoms can be present typically or daily for 2 weeks and need to be consistent to be considered depression. And that's, of course, when you can look into some of the basic treatments. But here's some regular, natural ways that are pretty widespread and well-known for supporting and managing depression. Number one, dietary changes. This is what I think makes the biggest change, personally. You change the nutrition in someone, and you begin to change and transform their body all the way around, because we're only as healthy as the foods that we eat, digest, absorb, and assimilate. And so if we're getting the right kind of foods, we can build the right kind of chemistry in the body. If we don't, then we're going to build the wrong kind of chemistry. It's all about biochemistry. That's the key. So we know for a fact that foods that are high in refined sugars, simple carbohydrates like, you know, the bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, pastries, they cause a lot of spikes and drops in blood sugar levels. So this can lead to rapid mood changes, lower energy levels, and can worsen a lot of the depressive symptoms. B vitamins are another one. So they play a critical role in energy and mood. So the B6 is typically a cofactor, and it's the one you want to look at. There's different kinds. There's pyridoxine, and there's pyridoxal-5-phosphate. The pyridoxal-5-phosphate, P5P, is the one that links really strongly to the neurotransmitters like serotonin, dopamine, acetylcholine, and the like. So some foods that can really help with that. Sunflower seeds are fantastic. Bananas are great. Avocados are also a great source of vitamin B6. And again, you can also supplement, but your doctor can kind of guide you in that process. The other one is 5-HTP. So it's made from the amino acid tryptophan. So some studies have suggested that 5-HTP can be as effective as most antidepressant medications. So it still needs to be taken under the supervision of a physician. I'm a big, big fan of that. And you don't want to take 5-HTP if you're taking an SSRI, which is a pretty standard class of the antidepressants. Acupuncture, believe it or not, is the fourth one. And one study has compared acupuncture with antidepressant medication and found both to be equally effective. Those treated with acupuncture had to be treated for 6 weeks, and they reported improvement in symptoms. When considering acupuncture, remember to go to an experienced and licensed practitioner who has treated patients with depression before, and it may require multiple treatments. But again, if you don't have to do medication, I mean, medication's every day, right? So if you have to do acupuncture once a week or twice a week versus taking a medication that's going to alter your brain chemistry, kind of numb you out, and, you know, some people even report when they take the medications of, you know, they just don't feel like themselves, kind of feel numb, just kind of neutral with life, no ups and downs, but just kind of flat and neutral. So again, you've got to figure out, you know, where you are in the scheme of that and decide kind of the way that's going to go well for you. I can tell you that all four of these I've seen people get tremendous success with. People that were on medications, people that had gone through some really tough times. And if you go through a serious loss, like if you hit a major tragedy in life, like someone that's been married for 40 years and you lose a spouse, or maybe it's a job you've had for 30 years and now you're in your latter years and you lose that security of that job, people can go through some really tough stages, and sometimes the nutrition and the natural way is not enough. And that's where those medications come in, and they make a big difference. They can really help support your body and get your brain to balance out so that you don't have, you know, the extreme thoughts of maybe death or suicide, or you can kind of live and function through it and press through. But then don't ever forget the prayer factor. Don't ever forget that. I believe, personally, get somebody that you can walk through it with, pastor, a counselor, someone. There's also, I just believe, a lot of healing through that process, and people can help you in that. Of course, I believe God can carry you through it all the way. So check those out, because really, between dietary changes, the B vitamins, the pyridoxal 5-phosphate, the 5-HTP, which helps produce serotonin in the brain, and the acupuncture, some great options when you're dealing with depression. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call or go to the website. Of course, you're listening to the show. One of the big keys that we love to talk about here on the show, it's you. This show's all about you. It's about taking you to the next level with your health and your life. So one encouragement I want to give you for sure, it doesn't matter where you've been in your health. It doesn't matter if you've had blood sugar instabilities. It doesn't matter if you've had, you know, issues with diabetes or heart disease. Maybe you had a stent put in your heart or had a stroke or something to that level. Just know that today's a brand new day, that your choices today don't have to be the choices that you made yesterday. The body is amazing. The way it was designed is incredible, because our cells regenerate. The cells you have right now will regenerate, and the old ones die off, and you're constantly making new cells. That means that old liver cells and digestive tract cells and all the different pancreas cells, they're all fading off and new ones are forming. So what's amazing about that is that it doesn't matter about your past doesn't define you, but the choices you make now will determine the kind of health and the body that you're going to have years from now. So you can make a brand new choice today, make new habits, create new ways of taking care of yourself, and your latter years can be better than your current years if you make better choices. Coming up, we're going to jump in, grab more questions about your health. I see you waving there, so hang tight. And also, we've got some social media we'll get into, and I've got some tips that you don't want to miss.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at mkidnetwork.com.
Ontario, Canada says, my three-year-old daughter is very hyper. When do I know if this is hyperactivity disorder or ADHD? Well, again, you just want to, you kind of monitor their behavior patterns and look at their distractibility. How often does it happen? I mean, kids are like that in general. The funny thing is, when we were younger, the diagnosis really was not prevalent at all. I mean, it came a little bit later. So, I mean, do kids really have ADHD? It just depends. You've got to go take them to the pediatrician and let them do some of the various testing that's done in office to kind of evaluate that. But, you know, again, you've got to look at patterns over time, and that's what the physician will find out. But it's a challenge because I think there's a fine line of putting them on the medication versus not. And, you know, modifying the diet makes a big difference. Taking a child off gluten, for example, which is tough, and sugar and the processed carbohydrates and all, that can play a big role. And you can notice a big difference when that happens within their behavior even. An increase in omega-3 fatty acids. Again, pediatricians need to walk you through that. But find someone that will work with you at that level, because diet for any type of hyperactivity disorder, major deal. Now, you can see a big difference in most kids that struggle with that. And look at the diets at children that deal with ADHD at any level. They're going to be loaded with processed foods. You see it every single time. And clinically, when you do a history and all that with the parents, you're going to find that. And that's why a lot of these nutritional deficiencies that can build up in the kids, that's what you have to look for. And again, you can get someone to walk you through that process. But definitely look at the omega-3s. That is one of the big keys for ADHD. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call or go to the website. Go to Ruby now. Hi, Ruby.
I just want to know what is good for the joints, because the joints have been swelling up, and I notice that when I get cold, they hurt. I just wanted to know what would be some good natural things that I could take to help the joints, and also what natural things I could take for anemia.
Well, there's several things you can do. I mean, for joint pain, remember it's inflammation. So inflammation with any kind of arthritis, for example, itis means inflammation. That typically comes from the digestive tract. So you've got to look at the habits that you have, eating habits over a period of time. You know, if you're doing a lot of processed foods, a lot of excess carbohydrates, you'll find that you can, if it's the wrong kind of carbs, and what I mean by that are a lot of the processed sugar, processed flour. When you do those kind of carbohydrates over and over and over again, sugar content's high. It's been shown that it raises the inflammatory process in the gut. When you do that, it raises the inflammatory process throughout the body. So getting the body back in line and really getting it back in a good position is what you want to do. And so, again, eating the right kind of foods for a period of time, at least a month, can make a difference. You jump in and do equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then good healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados. Putting the right kind of foods together gives you the nutrition that your body needs and can get you functioning at a much better level. So that's where I would start, really, when it comes down to it. Because, you know, at the end of the day, when you're dealing with arthritis, especially osteoarthritis, not getting into the rheumatoid arthritis, the dietary changes make the biggest difference. Now, there's a product out that is homeopathic-based and based on amino acids, which are proteins. Completely natural, non-addictive, and I've seen people in the worst pain ever do extremely well with this product. Not only that, but people that take it, you know, again, see not just results because of the supplement. It actually helps to break down proteins. It actually works on restoring the digestive system, and it helps reduce the inflammatory process. It's called AminoActive, and you can go to their website, aminoactive.com. It is one of the best products I've seen. It's university tested. They're doing all kinds of double blind studies on it now. It'll end up being like the natural go-to for any kind of pain or inflammation in the marketplace. I really believe that's where it's headed. It's that good. So I would check that out, aminoactive.com. But yeah, I mean, those are some basic tips. And the anemia, if they've definitely diagnosed you with it, you got to figure out, you know, first and foremost, what kind it is. So is it B12 related? Is it iron related? You've got to be able to determine that. And they can do some additional testing to figure that little equation out. Now, the one key about it that you want to look into that's really important is also, if it is iron related, you want to look at ferritin. Now, ferritin is kind of the storage tank for iron. And with the ferritin, you know, vitamin C will raise ferritin in a heartbeat. It is the catalyst that really allows the iron to be stored and utilized in the body. And you can get a little ferritin test. Very simple. Your primary care doctor can check it out. So when they check the iron levels and they look for B12 and folic acid, have them look at that and see if it's even a factor in the equation. Because typically with anemia, it's kind of important. But regardless, a lot of good foods you can have to help with anemia. Now, depending on the level of it, if it's just very mild, you want to look at dark leafy greens hands down. They can help build both levels of iron and also B12. But then also look at red meat. And people freak out over red meat, but it's a great source. If it's grass-fed, hormone-free, bison, I mean elk, those kind of meats, unbelievable. Very, very good for you. And a lot of other benefits in it as well. But they can be helpful. And a good old-school remedy for any type of anemia is blackstrap molasses. That's old-school right there, but it works very well. 2 to 3 tablespoons of blackstrap molasses can help tremendously when you're dealing with any type of anemia. Now, it's got a little bit of the sugar content in it, but, you know, again, raising those levels up give you burst of energy and will help for the long term. Remember, keep in mind, this takes a while. It's not going to happen.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he wants to see churches reopen.
They're so important in terms of the psyche of our country. To me, they use the word essential. I think churches are essential. It's so important. People want to be in their churches. It's wonderful to sit home and watch something on a laptop, but it can never be the same as being in a church and being with your friends. And they want to have it opened, and I think that's going to be happening very shortly.
Lori Loughlin plans to plead guilty on Friday for her role in the college admissions cheating scandal. The U.S. Attorney's Office says Loughlin will plead guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit wire and mail fraud. She'll spend 2 months behind bars, followed by 2 years of supervised release and 100 hours of community service. Loughlin also will be fined $150,000. This is USA Radio News.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients. Employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
As restaurants across the country slowly and safely begin to reopen, and in many cases only at 25 or 50% capacity, there's a lot of talk regarding the Paycheck Protection Program and the parameters around the loans that small businesses were granted. One of the things that has many restaurant owners concerned is the fact that they have to use 75% of it on their payroll, and it has to be used up within 8 weeks of taking the loan. Jose Sill is the president of Restaurant Brands International. He tells Fox News this is one of the things he's hoping that can get resolved regarding new legislation and the Paycheck Protection Program.
Yeah, the idea is to stretch the deadline or push the deadline out for 24 weeks to get it into October, because the way the PPP is set up, you need to spend 75% of the loan proceeds for payroll, so essentially to rehire back employees, and everyone's aiming to do that because that's so critical to our business. It's the biggest part of our business, the people that do a great job in our restaurants. But if communities are still closed, there's a lot of municipalities that haven't allowed restaurants to reopen yet. It's really hard to take that step to rehire when you don't have a clear view as to when the restaurants are going to be opening. So we think it should sync up with the reopening of America. And what I found very encouraging is that the President Trump, Secretary Mnuchin, and others were very receptive to the idea. Obviously, there's a lot of work to do in order to get to that point.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Struggling with, we're here to help. Here to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. It's all about thriving. It's all about lifestyle, and it's about the choices that we make every day, because that can transform your health more than anything else. Hearing loss is a big topic too. Rheumatoid arthritis really does affect more than your joints. Now they're saying, according to the Arthritis Foundation, they're saying now that with a lot of reports over the years that rheumatoid arthritis can actually create hearing loss. So Mayo Clinic did a study, was published recently, and they found that hearing loss increased with people with rheumatoid arthritis. Most rheumatologists were not aware of the increased risk of hearing loss in RA. So this is a new finding. And at Ohio State University, Wexner Medical Center near Columbus, they said it's not something that we would routinely screen for, but now it's become part of our normal routine. So if you deal with any type of hearing loss and have joint pain along with it and have never been diagnosed with anything, go to your doctor just to double check and make sure that the two aren't kind of stemming hand in hand and maybe there's some underlying issues that have not been addressed. So a lot of the RA medications, the biologics, they said really don't have the links in them, but they're saying there's a lot to do with the connections. And here's some of the reasons or some of the connections, they say, rather, basically with the two. So, however, they say that 1% of all cases deal with hearing loss. Most rheumatologists are familiar with some of this, but not to the extent we're seeing now. So, again, number one, you want to let your doctor know if any over-the-counter drugs you take, because they said some of the reactions with some medications that they found in this study could have been some of the reasons why. So you want to look at drug interactions, number one. You want to also, I mean, this is has nothing to do with RA, I think, but avoid long exposure to loud noise. Be careful with the earbuds and also the iPods and the personal devices and listening to a lot of really, really loud music. Be cautious. Ear protection if you're working out loud around a lot of equipment, you know, lawnmowers, that sort of thing, and keep the volume down always, always, as much as possible. If you're listening to the headset with your phone, talking to someone, or even just the basic music, be cautious with that. Hearing loss happens very slowly, so you don't really notice it. It kind of creeps up over time until it gets to the point where you're a little bit challenged with it, and that's when really you've got to be very, very cautious at that point. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call. Go to the website. Now, we're going to talk about our food of the hour in just a moment. Now, food either brings health to the body, or what does it do? It takes health out of the body. And so we've got to understand that certain foods really can transform our health if we know how to use them and use them in the right way and on a regular basis. Now, you don't have to be perfect. I have this conversation all the time. You don't have to be perfect with it. I mean, really, 90-10, 80-20, those kinds of rules really do apply with our eating habits and our overall lifestyle habits. So, I mean, if you eat well, most of the time, have maybe 2 to 3 meals that are off the wagon a week, not a big deal. And if you really do that for a while, you'll think, man, I don't really need more than about 3 junk meals a week, and I'm good. And you can eat salmon and eggs and protein powders and vegetables and all that sort of thing that you may feel like you'd feel deprived if you had to do that all the time. But people end up doing really well with it. So powerful that what we put inside of our body, how it becomes our body, and how well we can do. Now let's go to the phones and talk with Fran. Hi, Fran.
I would like to know if there's something that can be done for a tumor on the pineal gland, P-I-N-E-A-L, in the brain. I'm wondering if there's that controls sleep and that sort of thing. So I'm wondering if there's anything that can be done for a tumor on the pineal gland as far as diet and that sort of thing.
Well, the pineal gland is, you know, again, it's extremely important to the body. And, you know, to this point, most doctors will just watch and wait, as they call it. So they'll monitor it. Sometimes a tumor on the pineal gland is benign and it doesn't really mean anything. And sometimes they can mean something. So I think first they got to determine, you know, what the actual tumor is. Is it growing? Is it not? Is it malignant or not malignant? Is it cancerous or is it benign? I mean, you've got to look at those different factors, and they've got different ways of analyzing that. If it's not, then, you know, again, if it's a benign tumor, there's different theories in the alternative world, such as that a lot of the body's inability to break down proteins can cause, and high cortisol levels can cause benign tumors to grow in different areas. You know, it's a theory. It's not proven by any means. So typically that can be a thought of cause. The other to look at, you know, when they kind of, a lot of physicians will just say that they don't know, and that's true. So So a lot of times we don't know what caused something like that. But the good news is if it's benign and it's not creating any changes within the body, if it's affecting your sleep a little bit, there's ways to work around that to help support the circadian rhythm and to build those levels up. But if it's not affecting it at any level, then I would tend to agree with what the physicians are saying and just watching and waiting. The best way to do anything when there's something weird going on in the body and there's just not a lot of explanation is to begin to build up your habits. So your eating habits, getting everything pretty balanced out. I mean, equal amounts, lean protein sources, chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbs, and then like fruits and vegetables, and then your healthy fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, your avocados. All of those together make the biggest difference. Look at your exercise habits as well, making sure you're doing, I would say, at least 10 to 15 minutes a day, 5 to 6 days a week. Just get out and walk. If your habits will follow, well, or prelude, rather, what your goals are, you can make huge strides in your health, and you don't have to be stuck where you are. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call or go to the website. Now, cantaloupe is our food of the hour. Powerful food that makes a big, big difference. A lot of nutrient diversity in this. Of course, it's loaded with the B vitamins, vitamin B1, B3, B6, and folate, as well as vitamin K and the magnesium and the fiber. So it ranks very, very high, even up there with raspberries and strawberries, which rank extremely high with high vitamin C content. Now, the cantaloupe contains more beta-carotene than alpha-ketotene, but because it contains both the carotenoids, it also contains both of their derivatives, including the lutein and the like. So it's got a lot of vitamin B, vitamin E as well. So with antioxidants that are high in it, you've got a lot of the polyphenols. And polyphenols are amazing. They do very, very well within the body. A lot of researchers understand the metabolic syndrome, which is, challenges within like the high blood fats, triglycerides, high blood sugar, high blood pressure, and too much body fat, which is a result of chronic underlying unwanted inflammation and oxidative stress throughout the body. So it's not surprising to see a decreased risk of metabolic syndrome in individuals with especially high intake of cantaloupe just because of what it provides. Matter of fact, cantaloupe has been shown, there's a blood test called C-reactive protein, or CRP. We still use it. It's called SEDRate, or the ESR. And SEDRate always was a good marker for inflammation, still used in the basic blood panel. But the CRP came along, and it's kind of the new version, a little bit more detailed, gives us some more markers regarding the heart. But the CRP, it overall looks at the body inflammation. So when you look at it, one study documented that the benefits of cantaloupe prevention, they say with eating about 5 fruits a day, which equivalents to about 12 ounces, they assumed that the study participants that looked at it, that their approach might help all of us, really, when it comes down to inflammation and chronic oxidative stress. But they found that when they ate the cantaloupe, that the CRP markers came down considerably. Now, they didn't list the numbers, so I don't know what the exact numbers are, but considerably is pretty powerful. I mean, the fact that it even got it to move is a big deal. A lot of other health benefits, too. Of course, the studies have been done mostly on animals and not humans. So it's a little skewed that way, but researchers have theorized that the cantaloupe phytonutrients can improve insulin and blood sugar levels because it did so in the animals, and also can improve kidney function. How about that? So cantaloupe, powerful superfood along the way that can bring health to you in a lot of ways. Jack in Dalton, Georgia, he says, can you give me some help on working with recurring cold sores? I tend to get them on my mouth, and I'm looking for some natural ways to support it. Well, again, the cold sores come from the herpes virus, simplex. And when you go under a lot of stress or your body's under a lot of tension, you can, a lot of these little herpes viruses tend to pop out and they run their course for about 7 to 10 days and then they tend to heal up. But, the medications, the antivirals, they work as a preventative. But a lot of, from the natural side, a lot of people use L-lysine, which is an amino acid, cuts down on viral activity, and also ionic silver. has been used as well to keep those kind of at bay. A couple little things to look at. But for the most part, when you've got viruses, which is what that's built from, keeping the stress levels managed. I mean, I know it's hard to eliminate stress, but managing stress levels is the absolute key. Coming up, we're going to jump in. More questions about your health, and I've got some social media I need to jump into as well.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Struggling with, let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, it all comes down to the choices we make every single day. Powerful. I've seen so many people come out of the health challenges that they're in, regardless of what they're struggling with, in so many different situations. It's really amazing to see. So at the end of the day, when you're looking at ways to support the body, you start with nutrition first. Always, the foods you eat matter more than anything else. And then also look at your exercise patterns. If you're not exercising and you're trying to eat well, got to put the two together. They work hand in hand to build the kind of body you're looking for. Powerful. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call and go to the web. Go to the phones. Let's talk with Roger. Hi, Roger.
I just had a quick question about superfruits. I had a... was thinking about eating more of them, and I'd also heard that it was a kind of a marketing thing, and I wanted to know if you had a recommendation for the best superfruit to eat and what they would actually do for the body to help the body out.
Well, there's categories. I mean, in the health world, we talk about superfoods and superfruits. I mean, everything's kind of got a little tagline to it, but there really are some of those super higher end category foods that work well. And on the fruit side, the berries really top the list. And all the different berries, because of the deep, rich polyphenols that they have in them, the darker the color, the better. So many anti-cancer properties. I mean, study after study after study have been done. I mean, take blueberries, for example. They are powerful in what they can do in the body. I mean, literally, it just you read the list of it. From diabetes to cancer to heart disease to Crohn's disease. I mean, the list goes on and on. They're so powerful. And then you got other superfoods, as they call them, different vegetables. I mean, you take things like kimchi, which is cabbage, and the way it's cultured. I mean, what it can do for the digestive tract. You look at certain foods, something basic like a sweet potato, and all the different benefits. That's why we always highlight certain foods, because really, if it's untouched and it's a fruit, vegetable, for the most part, it's, you know, omega-3 fatty acids. I mean, they are all superfoods at what they do, and they've all got deep properties that make a tremendous impact in your health. So you look at those, and it's incredible to see what they actually can do. So yeah, if you stick with and again, all this list is in my book, and it's also on the website. But if you stick with good basic whole foods, where man has not tampered with it, right? So an apple is better than an apple pastry. I mean, and really, I mean, it's, you think about it, and people think they eat those kind of things, and they think, oh, well, yeah, it's got apples in it, it's got to be healthy. But really, if you eat foods in their original design, you're going to do very, very well. Oh, that's across the board and can do, I mean, really, really well. I see so many people that restore their health just by better eating habits. It's incredible. So you could start there and really begin to win if you're looking at the preventative side. How you eat, they say, can possibly either affect back pain in a negative way or not. Now, back pain is something that pretty much, they say, about 90% to 95% of every person will experience some type of back pain at some point in their life. So when it comes to inflammation, and really this goes along with inflammation throughout the body, there's certain ways you can eat to lower the inflammatory process. So John Spolino, he's a physician at the Laser Spine Institute in Tampa, Florida, says inflammation will run rampant throughout the body, cause all kinds of issues and problems, including low back pain. So creating an anti-inflammatory diet to battle back pain becomes much more important. The best thing, though, is if you're prone to back pain, to follow some of these basic diet tips. And most importantly, a plant-based diet with flax and chia seeds is probably your best bet to avoid a lot of the inflammation. And again, plenty of the omega-3 foods like salmon, mackerel, sardines, herring, black cod, tuna, and trout. Those are some of your best fish choices. The naturally pigmented produce, which is a key part of the anti-inflammatory diet. This is all in my book. And there was a Neil Levine, who's a clinical nutritionist, said recently at the American Nutrition Association, if you're looking for foods that reduce back pain and are high in nutrition, carrots, beets, sweet potatoes, cherries, berries, grapes, and red wine, also pomegranates and watermelon, are very beneficial. Now, a lot of the herbs and spices can help too. They're known to do that. Basil, cinnamon, ginger, rosemary, garlic, curcumin, onions, oregano, and even turmeric can help in this process. And the teas are always beneficial. These have been around and known for quite some time. The oolong tea, the white tea, and the green tea are fantastic and extremely beneficial. Dr. Spolino also added that olive oil and brightly colored fruits and vegetables have been helped to lower the inflammation as well. Strong back pain fighting properties with kale, spinach, and broccoli, they top the list. Some other good food choices, though, in the anti-back pain diet: avocados, nuts, of course, almonds, walnuts, pecans, Brazil nuts, lean proteins, chicken, and turkey make a big, big difference. And even the beans and cocoa can help. So staying pain-free, they said a lot of these different foods can make a big difference. Watch for calcium. Getting enough of it, but getting enough vitamin D can help as well. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go to one person, something you learned on this show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA RX audio, visit us at asarx.com.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.